السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
صغيرا واحتوى قلبي هواك حسينا وحسينا وحسينا، وجدت اليوم زحفك يا راكا حسينا وحسينا وحسينا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق، والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي المكي المدني العبد المؤيد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المحسنين المظلومين الذين أبهل الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أما بعد، فقد قال الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام: ألا وإني لأظن أنه آخر يوم لنا من هؤلاء، ألا وإني قد أذنت لكم فانطلقوا جميعا في حل ليس عليكم مني زمام، هذا الليل قد رشيكم فاتخذوه جملا. قال العباس عليه السلام: لن نفعل ذلك لنبقى، لما نفعل ذلك لنبقى بعدك. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight is the start of another series of programs for the holy month of Muharram. And the, as you know, the speaker that has been announced will inshallah address the gathering from tomorrow night. And this is just a tawfiq that we have here tonight, so we try to prepare ourselves for these majalis. I will go over a few lessons that we learned from the sacrifice and the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and I'll list them out and I'll just mention some of the statements of Sayyid Shuhada to prove, illustrate the point. And I would like to encourage everyone, young and old, brothers and sisters, to please let this flame burn in your heart. Let this energy and this motivation continue. And not just in the month of Muharram, but throughout the year. The notion that Imam Hussein was killed on the 10th of Muharram and that we should only commemorate and only remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura is wrong. Because there are two ways to understand this event. One is to make up our own understanding of it, that means without any reference to what Imam Hussein said and what the Ahlul Bayt have said about why Imam Hussein al-Islam took the stand against Yazid. That's one way of looking at it. If you make up your own story of Imam Hussein's uprising, and if you make up your own justification and explanation why we are here for Majalis, then first of all we will all be divided. Because everyone will have a different notion about why Imam Hussein al-Islam stood up against Yazid, refused, and why, for example, this tragedy happened. Secondly, the second way of looking at it would be that we actually listen to Imam Hussein al-Islam. We listen to Imam Hussein al-Islam and we study this event very carefully, examine it. And then listen to what the other Imams and Ahlul Bayt have said about the remembrance of Ashura If you do that, you will see that they did not only want the people to remember Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, rather throughout the year. They wanted this personality, the Shahadat, and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and his companions, to not only be talked about on the day of his tragedy, rather throughout the year and throughout our lives. There should be a very firm commitment and very serious effort to keep this flame burning and to keep spreading this message and to keep ourselves emotionally and, you know, intelligently, cognitively, I would say, connected and attached to Imam Hussain al-Islam. You see the instances of that, this recommendation to read Ziyarat al-Ashura on, for example, days of Eid and days of, you know, there is a Ziyarat of Imam Hussain al-Islam recommended for all important locations in the year. From Day of Arafah to Eid al-Azha to Eid al-Fitr. Every single important day of the year you look at, there is a special Ziyarat of Sayyid al-Shuhada for that. Every special day of the year you look at, you will see that there is a recommendation of not just reading a Ziyarat, rather performing the Ziyarat of Imam Hussain al-Islam on that day. Day of Arafah, you know, Neema Shawan. These are days when Laylatul Jum'ah, every Thursday night, Ziyarat of Imam Hussain al-Islam is mustahab. He said that 70,000 angels come down on the grave of Sayyid al-Shuhada. That's the least I remember reading from the riwayat. 70,000 come down on the haram of Imam Hussain al-Islam every night, right? And then when they go back, another 70,000 come down who will never come again. Only once those 70,000 angels come down to the Ziyarat of Imam Hussain, and when they go back up, they never, this is their only chance. And then another 70,000 come down. You know? And they take from with them whatever they see. The people who, for example, pay their respects to Sayyid al-Shuhada. And from around the world, these recommendations of Ziyarat to Sayyid al-Shuhada, this seems to have no limit. How much emphasis there is, there's no limit. For example, said this much, for example. To the extent that the riwayat from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that whoever cries on our tragedy and has a little mercy in his heart for what has happened to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower his mercy upon him. And this does not relate to the day of Ashura. There is a whole collection of hadith from Aima Athar that are not related to the day of Ashura. They just talk about remembering Sayyid al-Shuhada. And they talk about performing Ziyarat of Sayyid al-Shuhada any time of the year. So that recommendation, that means Imam Hussain alayhi salam, when he stood up in Karbala, when he went to Karbala, right? He brought with himself all the virtues, all the merits, all the best qualities of divine messengers, of awliya, of a'imma, of Ahlul Bayt with him, and he put them all on display, practically demonstrated the best qualities that, for example, Aql and Shariat, they stand for, basically what they endorse, what they encourage people to have. All of those qualities, all of those merits, all of those virtues, they were all put on display. In a very difficult situation, in a very difficult trial of history, test of history. And in this test, Imam Hussain al-Islam was accompanied by a group of his companions and family members, right? Regarding whom Sayyid al-Shuhada said, I have never found or seen any companions or family more loyal and faithful than mine, than my companions and my family. Well, this happens that today there was a couple here, they came to see me, and the sister who was there, she converted to tashayyu. And she was present, and just few months ago she embraced tashayyu. And she wanted to hear she came just asking this one question. Tell me about Imam Hussain and Karbala. That was the question. I have studied overall Shia, that's why I accepted. But I want to know who is Imam Hussain and what is Karbala? What is this thing about, this whole event that you do? What is this about? So, I don't know. I was not prepared to answer her. I do not want to claim that I know a lot. But this thing came in my mind, and I told her, and you all think about it. Looking at the fact that this sister was previously a Christian and now she is entering this faith, this came to my mind to tell her that Jesus, right, he had a few companions. I asked her, how many apostles did he have? How many? 12, right? And Christians believe that Jesus was crucified. So my question would be, where were those 12 companions? Where were those 12 apostles? And what were they doing when they arrested and took Jesus and put him on the cross? I mean, you believe that he's Son of God. No, we don't. We don't believe he was crucified. We don't believe he's Son of God. But you believe he's Son of God. You believe he's the most important man in history. Most important person. Right? And the closest of his people, he stood up. He stood up against corruption. Stood up against tyranny of his time. Stood up against everything wrong that was happening in the society. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he stood up single against all of them. Even the people closest to him were not loyal to him. They let him die on the cross. Well, we don't believe he would die. He was raised to the sky. Allah is alive and he will return. And this analogy came to my head. But in our history, the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the people of Medina gave their word that we will defend you like we defend our families and more. And then Medina came under attack. They came out with the Prophet in the Battle of Badr. They came out in the Battle of Uhud and Hunayn and Khaybar and all of that. There were all kinds of people in that. There were definitely a group of them that were loyal to the Holy Prophet till their end. Till they gave their lives, till they gave everything they had for the Holy Prophet. In the Battle of Badr, it happened. The Battle of Uhud, it happened. More people were killed over there. And one by one, there were some 79 battles in 10 years. Some 26 of them or 27 of them, the Holy Prophet personally went in that way. So how do you compare these histories together? Can you compare the history of these people who were with Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and you are saying he was who he was, who you believe he was, and we believe Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not a son of God. We don't worship him. But when we gave our word and he came and he was under attack, what did we do? His people left everything. Right? And then when his grandson, when Yazid, the tyrant, he forced Imam Hussain alayhi salam, who wanted to force Imam Hussain alayhi salam to give allegiance, right? Long and short of it, Imam Hussain alayhi salam was in Karbala with 72 people. And these 72 people, 72, over there was 12, 72 people stood by Sayyid al-Shuhada. And on the night of Ashura, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, what did he do? Turn off the candle. Put off the candle. And then he spoke these words which I was reading for you, which Shaykh al-Mufid narrates for us. is to enlighten our hearts. And another Muharram has come. Another Muharram has come this year. Isar, you know, one of the messages of Karbala is Isar. Selflessness. You give everything. Prefer other over yourself. And who is that other? Imam Hussain alayhi salam, on that night, he said to those who were present with him, he said, Allah wa inni la adhunnu. Be mindful that I believe that this is our last day with these people, the enemies. Allah wa inni qad adhintu lakum fattaqu. Remember, I am allowing you to go. I'm letting you go. Leave me and these people. فَانْتَلِقُ جَمِيعًا فِي حِلٍّ. And I allow you, and there will be no burden and no sin on you. You have my permission, and it's okay. It is okay for you all to leave me. Right? Jesus never said, go away. Let me die on the cross. Here is Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam saying, go away. Save your life, save your family, go away. فَانْتَلِقُوا جَمِيعًا فِي حِلٍّ لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنِّي زِمَامٌ. There is no obligation from me upon you. No more obligation upon you. هَذَا اللَّيْلْ قَدْ غَشِيَكُمْ. This night has covered us all. غَشِيَكُمْ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ جَمَرًا. Use it as a means of transport. As if night was a means of transport, use it and transport yourself. Take yourself out of this, you know, ambush that we are in right now. In the cover of the night, you can escape. قَالَ الْعَبَّاسُ بْنُ عَلِيَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The first to speak on that occasion was Abbas, the son of Imam Ali. He said, لِمَا نَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. And why would we do that? Why would we do that? لِنَبْقَى بَعْدَكَ. So that we would live after you. Allah, لَا أَرَنَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ أَبَدًا. May Allah never let that day happen ever. May Allah never allow us to see the time when you are not there and we are still alive. Abada. Bada'ahum bihadal qawl al-Abbas. Fatakallamu bimithlihi. Abbas was the first to speak. You know, like as if he set the tone. What, where we stand? Who is Husayn ibn Ali? And I, being the leader of all the people present here, and my position is this, then why would we save ourselves and let you die? One reason, the most important reason, could be to save our lives. Well, may that never happen. Then Abbas would be alive and Hussein would not be around. This, I would never want to see that day. You know, if you put aside all other calculations, everything else about Karbala, just take this one aspect of it. And compared with all the, you see the Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam is saying, enter this Jerusalem, enter this city. This is where our destination is. You came out of Egypt, the destination is Jerusalem. There we will establish a just state. Follow me. And what do the people say? The people who had seen the times of Fir'aun, they had suffered, their women were being, you know, dishonorably treated, their men were being sold and killed basically, women being sold. They were crying and crying and crying until Allah listened to their dua and sent them a savior who saved them all, right? Of the Exodus and all of that, started complaining right there. They started complaining right there. When they saw that Fir'aun is dead, he is drowned, they started saying, Musa, mission accomplished. Let us go back. Let us go back. Where are we taking us? Well, the idea was to save ourselves. Well, we accomplished our goal. Where do you want to take us? And they are not even following Musa alayhi salam, who has just taken them to the other side of the sea, showing such a great miracle to them. Allahu Akbar. When they reached the limits of Jerusalem, Imam and Prophet Musa was saying, let's go in, fight these people and establish the rule of justice, right? And truth. And what did they say? Musa, there are people in Fiha Qawman Jabbarin. There are very ruthless and tyrant and cruel people inside, right? And you and your God go inside and fight them, and we stay right here. إِنَّهَا وَنَقْتَ عَدُونَ إِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّهَا وَنَقْتَ عَدُونَ. You and Allah go inside and fight them, we stay put right here. This was the attitude of the closest of companions of prophets before. Just keep looking at the lives of prophets, one after another. Ibrahim alayhi salam, just thrown in the fire. All the prophets start from the start, all down to the... Here we have now the Holy Prophet. Because the Holy Prophet, you know, came in a time where some people gathered around him. They were truly good, truly, you know. They were raised in noble families, especially the Ahlul Bayt and those who are associated with his family. Tarbiyat, education is the primary reason why people are different from each other. People are different not because of color of skin, education, universities, colleges, they go, no. Not the kind of jobs they do. People are different in this world because of the kind of nurturing they receive in the early years of their life. That's why people are different. That's why one becomes Salman al-Fars, al-Muhammadi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One becomes Abu Dhal al-Ghifari. This alam al-asbab, they are asbab of everything. Things just don't happen overnight for no reason. Somebody who was shamed last night does not become Imam Hussain, na'uzu billah, next morning. It doesn't happen. Everything is by asbab, al-adab. And the most important of all the factors is the kind of nurturing parents, mother and father. The environment in the house. So here we have Muharram again. Are we committed? Where are all the people? Every Shia, every Mu'min. Today every Muslim is wondering about, a lot of Muslims are wondering about Imam Hussain al-Islam. Why we have distanced ourselves from Ahlul Bayt? Just because we are Sunni, we have distanced ourselves from Imam Hussain? Just because we have belonged to a different school of law, school of thought in Islam, that's why we are not commemorating Muharram? Is that the reason? While the khutaba, their speakers and their books talk about Ahlul Bayt on a weekly basis, and then they say, oh, we are not going to commemorate Muharram? Whose side are you on then, Yazid? This is the first glorious example in the life of Imam Hussain and his companions, the Isar. They stood up over there. He brought all these great qualities that the society is supposed to have. That's how parents should raise their children. Isar. Give up, willing to give everything for haq, for truth, right? And for those who are the, you know, the noble people in Islam, the rightful, basically representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find yourself in a place where you have, for example, senior, less wali or faqih leaders like that, you know. What is your responsibility? Your responsibility is the responsibility of Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen. In our time, our responsibility towards the leaders of Islam is the responsibility of those people towards Sayyidina Shuhada alayhi salam. There is the lesson for us, first and foremost lesson, which requires careful consideration, awareness, what is happening today, all of that. Careful reading of Karbala, reading of what is Imam Hussain alayhi salam has said, all the way from Medina till Karbala. Please recite salawat. I will summarize this because we started a little late. Inshallah, Allah accept these ibadat from all of us, all the young and old, everyone who has come here. Inshallah, Imam Hussain al-Islam will look at us with grace. Imam Hussain al-Islam will accept this humble, we do nothing for our cause, we do really nothing for it. But this little intention, whoever gave it to us, however, whatever way we got it in ourselves, that today we are here, that we can at least call ourselves, seek in our heart love of Sayyidun Ali. Just this blessing for which we can never thank enough, that we in these days we really value this great gift of Allah to us. It is narrated that Asbagh ibn Nabata says that I was with Ali alayhi salam, we passed by the land of Karbala with Imam Ali, and he says that I was with Imam Ali. Asbagh ibn Nabata says, when Imam Ali reached the land of Karbala, he stopped. He looked at this land of Karbala and he said, "Ha huna manaqu rikabihim." This is where, right, their horses will stop. Wa mawdi'u rihalihim. This is where they will encamp. Still will wreck their camps. Wa mihraqu dima'ihim. This is where their blood will be spilled. He's using the pronouns, revive his, their blood, these people will start without saying who. Fi'atum min Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ajma'in. A group from the family of Muhammad alayhi wa ajma'in, they will camp here and they will be killed and their blood will be spilled here. Yuqtaluna fi hadhihi al-'asr. In this area of Karbala, they will all be killed. يبكي عليهم السماء والأرض. And upon them the heavens and the earth will cry. The heavens and the earth will cry upon them. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ali is how he's preparing us for Karbala. How he's preparing, you know, generations, how the Holy Prophet used to do. The tons of riwayat of Prophet speaking to Ummu Salama, to other wives, to other people about Sayyid al-Shuhada. Until the time came when Sayyid al-Shuhada has to leave Medina. The time comes when Imam Hussain alayhi salam is very sad, very sad. Imam Hussain has to leave Medina and the people of Medina, right? How Imam Hussain is talking about the people around him. He came to the first time he came to the that night, first night at the grave of his grandfather. To ask him what I should do, what should Hussain do in this circumstance when he is demanded allegiance? What is Imam Hussain? What am I supposed to do? Right? He had just come to the grave of his grandfather to ask him, and he fell asleep over there. The sleep of awliya is different from our sleep. And he saw the Holy Prophet speaking to him, "Ukhruj ila al-Iraq." Hussein, leave Medina for Iraq. "Inna Allah sha'a an yaraka qatila." Allah has decided that he wants to see you killed. This time the obligation is to die for Islam. This obligation is to be killed, to give your blood to restore Islam, so to rescue and to save Islam. This is your obligation, right? So Imam Hussain prepared his family. Prepared his family, and when he had now received from the Holy Prophet, next night he went to the Holy Prophet's grave again. And there he said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." "My salam be upon you, O Messenger of Allah, ana al-Husayn ibn Fatima." "I am Hussain, the son of Fatima." "Farquka." Farq means like a baby bird. "Wabnu farqatek." "And I am the son of your daughter." Farqatek, she is also like your baby, you know. "Walladhi khallaftani fi ummatik," who you had left behind among your nation. "Fashhad alayhim ya Nabi Allah." "Be a witness upon these people, O Prophet of Allah." "Innahum qad khadaluni." "These people have abandoned me." "Wadayyauni." "And they have wasted, zayek, you know, zayek, everything, as all the, like you have a precious jewels in your hand, you throw it away." "Zayyauni walam yahfaduni." "And they did not protect me." They did not even time when now, first they did not protect us, they were not loyal to us, and they did not keep their promises. And then when all the enemies came against us, "lam yahfaduni," they're not even trying to protect us. "فَهَذِهِ شِكْوَايَ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى أَلْقَاكَ." "This is my shikwa to you, my complaint to you, O Rasulullah, until I meet you." فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ. Then Imam Hussain said, looking and touching, holding the grave of the Holy Prophet in his hand, he said, "اللَّهُمَّ هَذَا قَبْرُ نَبِيِّكَ." "O Allah, this is the grave of your Prophet." "وَأَنَا ابْنُ بِنْتِ نَبِيِّكَ." "I am the son of the daughter of your Prophet." "وَقَدْ حَضَرَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مَا قَدْ عَلِمْتَ." "And the matter has arrived, what you had known about all along." "Allahumma inni uhibbul ma'roof." "O Allah, I love the good." "Wa unkirul munkar," "I forbid the wrong." وأسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. And I ask you, O ذا الجلال والإكرام, بحق القبر ومن فيه, by this right of this grave and who is inside this grave, إلا اخترت لي ما هو لك رضا ولرسولك رضا, that you decide for me what is, what you see, what you are pleased with in my future, in my life. I want you, O Allah, to decide for me, for Hussein, the thing that he is pleased with, that you are pleased with. Sayyid al-Shuhada is taking his family outside the city of Medina, the city who his grandfather migrated to 15 years ago. And then Imam Hussain alayhi salam is finding himself alone with a few relatives, Abbas and Ali Akbar and Qasim, and these are just a few people around him. And Zainab and Umm Kulthum, those from the children of Ali and Fatima alayhi salam, Ali Abi Talib, Bani Hashim, those are the people of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Where are the followers of Islam? Where are the followers of Islam? But in the eyes of Allah, those people who will die with Imam Hussain alayhi salam are waiting to find their place in Karbala. They're waiting because they will come from all over. Some will come from Kufa, some will come from other places. Some will join from perhaps Makkah. They will come from different places. Imam Hussain alayhi salam will find himself with a group of such loyal people, such faithful people. Well, Imam Hussain alayhi salam asked them to leave, they will refuse to leave. Here we have Bibi Zainab coming out, only Ali Akbar and Abbas, these few people are there. But these people are there to give, to honor these ladies. But the day of Ashur, Asr al-Ashur, and the 11th of Muharram, when everyone is leaving Karbala, Bibi Zainab looks around her, there is no one to help her. There is no one to help her and take her honorably and respectfully, being the granddaughter of the household of Prophet. O Allah, make the zuhur of Imam Zaman close. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, in this month of Muharram, give us the tawfiq to perform our duties. O Allah, fulfill the hajat of al-mu'minin al-mu'minat. Give us the tawfiq of ziyarat of Karbala. O Allah, forgive all our sins and all those who have passed before us. Ya Hussain.